A lot of different ideas and opinions can be heard during citizen comments at any Kodiak Island Borough Assembly meeting, but it's pretty rare to hear singing.
Here's one clear voice just singing a song.
Kodiak High School choir students serenaded the assembly to show the importance of extracurricular activities in schools. They were a part of a large turnout of borough residents who came to the meeting to support raising property taxes to help the school district with its estimated $1 million shortfall in its budget for the coming year. So far, the majority of the assembly has seemed reluctant to raise taxes, but Angie Heideloff, who's a teacher in the district, urged assembly members to reflect on the role a quality education and a good teacher can play in the life of a student.
I want you to think about the struggling student that is falling farther and farther behind. I want you to think about the seemingly perfect child that is suffering or hiding from childhood trauma. And I want you to think about the teacher that is burnt out and ready to quit. Please, fully fund Kodiak Island Borough School District. Our future depends on it.
The majority of the people who addressed the assembly were in favor of it raising the mill rate by one mill. But not everyone wants to see that happen. Judy Kidder says a lot of families in Kodiak won't be able to afford a cost of living increase.
It's been stated that if we don't fund the school district with this increase, that we're going to hurt those poor students. Well, those poor students' parents can't afford that burden.
Another person to speak against raising taxes was Patty O'Donnell, who's a local fisherman. He says Kodiak needs to focus on supporting the seafood industry instead of making it more expensive to live in Kodiak.
What's going on in the fishing industry is we're getting beat down slowly but surely here, to the point where after 29 years in Kodiak here, I'm worried. I'm going to be moving. I can't afford to live here anymore.
O'Donnell isn't the only person who says they're thinking about moving, though. Christy Graber told the assembly how she turned down better-paying jobs so she could teach in Kodiak. But after years of budget cuts and job insecurity, she's thinking about leaving.
I considered buying a house in Kodiak last summer, but I've decided to hold off because as a new teacher, it actually seems that this community may not be as supportive of education as I had hoped with the budget cuts. And the fact that I may not have a job each year, I may have to make the choice to move where education is valued and where I won't be forced to fail as a teacher.
The assembly didn't talk a lot about school funding during its work session, but Assemblywoman Julie Kavanaugh stated she doesn't believe anyone can say the borough doesn't want to provide a quality education for Kodiak's children.
Education, I think it's our first priority. I think that we're trying our best to give as much money as we possibly can to the schools.
The Kodiak Island Borough will hold a public hearing on its budget and the proposed mill rate increase at its regular meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers at the Kodiak Island Borough Building. In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.